T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch Finley, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. B, I bet I'll tell you something you didn't know. Ready?
Tell me.
Apparently, DeAndre Hopkins is a big supporter of flag football.
I think I saw that on TV.
Well, he's here, and I was wondering why he was here, and then he was part of a press conference that just happened talking about flag football.
Yeah.
Now, enough about flag. Let's talk about real football. My friend, great reporter for ESPN, covering the Vikings, covering the league, Kevin Seifert sits down with us now. Kev, what's up, dude?
Not much. How you doing, man?
We are doing well. We are coming at it from different angles, I would say. But you and I are both here at league meetings trying to figure out what quarterback is going to land on the team we cover.
Right.
Get us up to – I feel like there's Minnesota – offseason and everything that happened with Kirk, and what is the plan now?
Yeah, they started off the offseason genuinely wanting to get Kirk Cousins back, and Kirk actually wanted to come back, which made me think there was a decent chance for an agreement. But it turned out there was a pretty significant difference between what each side thought that should look like. Kirk wanted to finish his career in Minnesota, and he wanted the Vikings to show him that they wanted him to finish his career in Minnesota. And his love language, as you know, is guaranteed money. And he needed to have a contract that guaranteed him the years that he would presumably continue to play before retiring. And the Vikings weren't willing to go there. They were willing to guarantee this coming up season, but nothing full beyond that. Atlanta was. And Atlanta ended up guaranteeing him 2+ years to be their starter, and so he went there, and the Vikings were prepared for that contingency. I think they knew deep down that when it came to push and shove, that's the type of decision that Kirk has a right to make and was going to make if that came up. And so they shifted gears now, and they're very focused on the top of the draft, where the top quarterbacks presumably will all be taken. They made a preliminary trade to acquire a second first-round pick. So they now have the number 11 pick and the number 23 pick in the draft, and that gives them the possibility, at least, of trading up into the top 3 or 4 or 5 to get one of the top, 3 to 5 quarterbacks. Or if not, they have been saying publicly, and I don't think it's their first option or preference, but it's certainly possible that they get the 20. They keep 11 and 23, and 23 is where they draft somebody that of a different level. And so
Penix looks good in purple.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the regard or not, but that's certainly there, and so that is something to consider as well. But I think right now their focus is certainly on evaluating these top guys and seeing who would fit with them, and who Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, could take the most advantage of.
They were involved with a major trade a long time ago with Herschel Walker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if they come to Washington and offer kind of the same thing, we'll take it.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well for the Vikings. It worked out great for the Cowboys,
yes,
and I think it would work out great for Washington as well. So I don't anticipate them going quite to that level to do that.
What do you think is realistic if they are really trying to move up 4 or 5, like Cardinals, Chargers?
To start, 3. The Patriots are the one team that, whether it's, just speculation or whether it's genuine, that potentially they could be talked out of taking a quarterback at number 3. They need one, but We don't know who they like and who they don't like, and they have a lot of other roster positions that they could begin to fill up with depth if they were able to get what they want to move out of three. So that's where the Vikings probably realistically start, and then you start talking about Arizona at four and the Chargers at five.
Talking with our friend Kevin Seifert here. I guess this isn't the BetQL guest line because you're just sitting at a table with me. I do want you to know that I really when you said that Kirk Cousins' love language is guaranteed money, I thought that was a tremendous line.
Yeah, I've been using that on my interviews, so I didn't give you the scoop on it, but I gave you
it's good. That's good. Yeah. You can follow him at Seifert ESPN, Seifert ESPN. So the Vikes, obviously, who did they sign? Darnold? Who do they have?
Yeah, so Sam Darnold was signed in free agency basically the first day of the negotiating window, one-year deal for $10 million. And so he would be the odds-on favorite to at least be the week one starter. They still have Nick Mullins on the roster and Jaren Hall, who they drafted last year in the fifth round. And so, and I think I'm sure they would like to add somebody from near the top of the draft or somewhere in the top of their draft to that group, and we'll see if they're able to do it or not.
Just real quick, I don't know if you know our producer, Jim Mullins. He is a football scout in his spare time. And Mr. Mullins, how do you feel about Sam Darnold?
He's the worst.
Wow. So it's interesting. Kevin O'Connell has known Sam Darnold since Sam was in high school
because he coached. Southern California.
Well, he had him in one of those Elite 11. Kevin was a coach there. And so. And he evaluated him as an assistant coach the year Darnold was drafted, and he's broken down all of his games. And there was, there's no doubt there's never been like a really long, sustained amount of time where Sam has played well. But he feels that, like, and he said this today again, that that his best football is out in front of him. And I think that's probably fair to expect. You know, Sam has never had an extended time of good play, but he's also never been in the position that he's going to be in Minnesota with Justin Jefferson and a couple other, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson when he comes back, and O'Connell being a former quarterback, being the play caller, he's going to be in a pretty good coaching situation too. So it's not unreasonable. The way I've been putting it is that Sam has the best chance he's ever had to be as good as he's ever been. And whether that means, I think in a best-case scenario, he's a guy that if they draft somebody, will play well enough that they won't feel compelled to rush that rookie onto the field until he's ready.
Right.
As opposed to we got to play him because we're getting embarrassed by, who's ever starting. And so there's a value there. And if it turns out to be more than that, great. But I think that's the baseline value they're looking for.
If you get a rookie quarterback, what does that mean for Justin Jefferson? Whose contract's up.
Yeah, and I actually asked Kevin O'Connell about that today, and he's been talking to Justin throughout this whole process and keeping him informed and taking feedback, and they're convinced that, like, the two things aren't necessarily connected. Like, if they're going to get a deal done, it's because the Vikings have reached the number that Justin is willing to accept. And whether it's, with Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall or with J.J. McCarthy or Drake May or somebody else, Panic, you mentioned, I don't think that's going to, from what the Vikings say, at least, and feel at least, they don't feel like that's going to be the deciding factor as to whether Justin wants to stay in Minnesota or not. It's still in a very business portion, which is good for them.
Because, that's where it should be.
Want you to just get to the numbers that everybody can agree on and not, I don't want to play here if I don't like the quarterback you just drafted.
Right. Totally. Dude, thank you for making time for us.
No time. I know you're busy. No problem.
Kevin Seifert, you can follow him on Twitter at Seifert ESPN. Great work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.